I'm so bad at things. Chris Tim just pointed out, here's how bad I am. Britney Spears, her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, has written this book. It's all over Entertainment Tonight yesterday.
Big deal.
Big deal. He says she used to stand over her sleeping sons holding knives. Okay, fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who hasn't?
We've kind of heard about that.
You're a dad.
Who has? I'm a dad. I've stood over my sleeping children before. I don't know about the knife play.
You think that's when Kevin was like, I don't think she's right in the head.
Yes, I do.
That's not the title of his book, but basically that's the summation.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Brit.
Yeah, she ain't right in the head. Something's going down.
Man,
here.
I knew the sex was crazy, but I think she's crazy too.
I think she's actually crazy. She stood over her kids with knives. According to Kevin Federline, that's what he says.
Has Ms. Brit responded yet through her social media?
I haven't heard that she
I know
has.
Biggie, you follow her.
I had to unfollow her because she put up dancing videos. With knives. And
she's
got
a thing for knives.
Yeah, she was always half naked, but then she really kind of got far out on a lot, so I had to let it go.
Well, the knife play. I mean, there's that. The interviewer from Entertainment Tonight asked Federline first thing, is this a money grab? And Federline said, oh, wow, you're going to go there. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to go there. And he said, absolutely not. I don't need money. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Well, now, thankfully, I've never had to deal with anything quite like this. But as Chris Kelly pointed out before the show, Biggie, Federline and Britney's children are now, 19 and 20 or 21?
That's right.
So I'm assuming that means child support has ended, which means I assume that he has gotten a bit of a raise.
I guess, yeah. So he had to pay her child support.
No, he did not. She paid.
She paid.
She paid him. Oh, yeah. He brought nothing to the table.
Oh, so that's okay. So now, okay, child support's ended because they're 19 and 20.
From her.
In fact, that was a big thing because it was like once they turn 19 and 20, his income is slashed. So
he needs money.
Yeah, so I would have looked at the Entertainment Tonight reporter and been honest and said, yes, absolutely.
Of course it's the money.
Okay.
I need money because I used to get, $65,000 a month, and now I get nothing. Also, I would bet that there was some kind of gag order.
On him?
Or something until the kids were 18.
So Chris Demp said to me, because we were talking about, is this a money grab?
I was curious.
What is Kevin Federline worth, his net worth? Now, don't look it up.
Okay, just a guess.
Mm-hmm. Chris Tim looked it up. I said $75 million. That was Chris Tim's reaction. That was Chris Tim's reaction right there.
I almost collapsed a lung.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he goes, no. I said $115 million. Chris Tim's, no. I said $180 million.
You were going the way wrong way.
I'm
going
to stop you right there.
That's what Chris Tim said.
Yeah.
So I had to whittle my way all the way back. And if I had been on that Price is Right yodel game, he'd have been off the cliff.
Yeah. We'd have been on to the next game.
I've way under overbid on Mr. Federline.
Way, way, way. He brought nothing to the table. He offered nothing. He also has other kids. I'm going to say he's worth, he does live in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. It's not cheap there.
It's not cheap.
I'm assuming there's a book advance.
Yeah, I'm sure there's but I'm even thinking before. I'm going to say he's maybe worth $500,000.
Well, you're
that's pretty good.
You're closest. He's worth $700,000.
Yeah.
That's probably a $200,000 book advance and $500,000 coming in. You know, a lot of people have said that about me, Biggie. He brings nothing to the table. He brought nothing to the relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
he's worth nothing. There's no point,
Everyone
and he's
said,
the stable one.
He's that's right.
He was, yeah. One, everyone right. said, it was from the beginning, he was just a backup dancer that she liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to launch a rap career. And of course, everyone said he's just, trying to coattail her.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed married a lot longer than people thought they would. And they did have two kids. But then he pretty much, after they split up, I think he thought, I'm good now. She's going to have to pay me.
Yeah, maybe
and
that's
he was
right.
out. And I believe he always got along with her dad, who was managing, her
caretaker.
Now, he put in the book, she stood over the kids when they were younger with knives. I defended her. When she would stand over them at night or go
with
into
lotion.
Them with lotion.
Oh, yes.
In fact, while they were asleep, she would rub lotion on their face. And I defended this move.
This is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse, and all you tell me, no, it's fine, no, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me.
I was, go girl.
Have you said that phrase?
Yes, you all better start respecting me. Your face is coarse. That's right. Now, do I get any respect from my children? No.
Very little.
My daughter will say, I'm going out to Chick-fil-A. I'll say, have a sandwich here. And I see the taillights. You know, it's like, doesn't matter. She doesn't even, she said she needed some necessities from Walmart. I said, what? And then she's gone.
Yeah. 20 minutes later, do you hear your phone do the little cha-ching thing because she's spending your money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always my money. My wife and I will have dinner and ask her, I'm not hungry. An hour later, she's like, well, I'm on the way to Chick-fil-A. I got hungry. Yeah. I wasn't hungry then. She says that a lot, and then she goes out and gets her Chick-fil-A. Mm.
Now, knowing what we now know about the Kevin Federline situation, what I picture is her doing that and him on the couch kind of leaning up and looking into the room like, oh, man, I think she is crazy.
Yep, I think she's crazy.
It was interesting. We've only seen a little bit of the coverage so far today, and it was, I guess, the ABC News overnight anchors. Mm. And, of course, to lead into the story, all they can play is Britney Spears music.
Yep.
And all the anchors are singing and dancing and lip syncing. And then they've got to go, her husband is writing a book that she's out of her mind. They're high-fiving and jiving at the desk.
Oops, I did it again. You know,
I'm toxic. Blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
Turns out she really is toxic.
Yeah. And oops, she did it again.
I know they'll never admit it, but she should have never been taken on of that conservatorship.
You celebrate that the way I celebrate predicting the Simpsons would last forever. Every time she comes up,
it's clear.
I said she should have been in that conservative.
Lock her down.
We've heard it. We know it. It's like when the Simpsons come up and I say, well, in 1988, I said that show will last forever. Yeah, we both got them right.
The judge got bullied by a bunch of unemployed protesters.
The Leave Britney Alone guys.
The Leave Britney Alone people who were there every day, clearly unemployed, had nothing better to do.
Well.
And it was 100 of them outside court going, let her free. And, of course, now, look, she's had nothing but problems since she's been out. She's burning through money faster than I burn through calories when I eat.
Well, yeah. Yeah. She is burning. I don't know that you burn that many calories.
I meant as I consume calories, yes. I should say.
Okay, I don't think that was a good analogy.
Yeah, you know what? Sorry, mixed up the words.
That's why we have ghostwriters.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll punch this up later.
You'll hear it as consume.
Is Ms. Spears living in Hawaii or is she in California?
She's in California. Okay. But see,
married now?
No. You guys, you know, you only see the headlines. I've been tracking this because I want to be proven right that she should still be under the conservatorships.
You are right. We know that.
The only way to be proven right is if something horrid happens.
Let me say this. I don't have much in life.
Every time we
let me have this.
I saw that story last night. I turned to my wife. I was like, Biggie's going to say.
You know what he's going to say?
He's going to say she should have been. Yes, yeah. You got that one right. Yes. I'm always. Look, I do it too. You know that. We said it about The Simpsons. You told me earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I overdo. Yes.
Of course.
You get one thing right, you keep
counting. You hold on to it.
How many things have I gotten wrong?
Countless.
Okay. Yeah. We're basically racing to the wrong line.
That's right. Ask President Harris. I get things wrong. Okay. That's a fact.
Is this a book that your wife Kelly would have any interest in?
I don't think so.
Biggie, how about you?
I know because this sounds mean about him, but I don't care about his life. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get the highlights from Entertainment Tonight on what's said about Britney. That's what I want to read.
I thought it was all about Britney. Is it about him? Who cares about him? Nobody cares about him.
I think it's, yeah, well.
I mean, sorry.
I think it's supposed to be his autobiography.
Oh, for what purpose? I mean, come on. I mean,
what's the title? Is it something like This Has to Be Said or I can't remember.
I don't even know. Yeah, something like that.
It's clearly implying it's mostly about her.
Yeah. By the way, her other husband, Jason Alexander, they were married for like 3 days, says this is ridiculous. How dare he take advantage of a situation?
He holds on to that marriage like I do.
I know.
The conservatorship.
I know. You're married 3 days. I mean, they always say her other husband. It's like, come on. They were that was a Vegas thing.
And oh, yeah.
Married, you know, for the heck
but
of it.
But he loves to comment on things.
He will comment on things.
Yeah.
And then last night they showed all this Justin Timberlake stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they were young and everything.
Did they show the Britney shaving her head clip? That's always shown.
Yes. They showed all that stuff. That's right. And as Kristen said, we all have to sing the fun songs and then say, well, look what happened.